Welcome to Sunday Morning, a news and public affairs programming service of Cox Media Group. Joining me once again, one of my favorite guests, Melissa Wandel. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you, Mimi? Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. We're going to be talking traffic, but I want to kind of catch up with you a little bit. Now that we've taken the cameras out of St. Petersburg, is there some statistics as to crashes and things that are going on now, and are they planning on putting them back ever?
Well, we don't have the full statistics yet. What they'll do is they'll be watching for the next year, mm-hmm. and then statistics will come out.
I see.
So we don't have any specific statistics on that. You know, you take someplace like Texas, I can tell you for sure they took some cameras down in a city there, and they tripled their crash rate after they took the cameras out. So,
you know, I'm wondering about this because when I mentioned that I was going to be talking to you again, one of the guys around here said, that's going to make any difference. The fact that cameras are up doesn't keep people from driving drunk or any of that kind of stuff. Does it have anything to do with that? Do people, even drunk, think a second time about going through intersections that have cameras?
Well, you know what? When you're driving impaired, like, that's a hard question to answer. It's a great question, but it's hard because when you're driving impaired, unfortunately, that's the problem. They don't see anything,
right?
You know, and I don't think it really matters much, you know, other than the fact, unfortunately, if there's a crash, it's videotaped. So, unfortunately, I think that, but it does for the other drivers. It does change the driver behavior, but people are aware, even before they start drinking and driving, which intersections have cameras, because there's a sign up there that says you're about to enter an intersection where you will be photographed.
Right.
People that don't like them, or it's like people that drink and drive and they take the side roads.
Right.
Because they want to go the side roads. They don't want to go on the major highways.
They think they won't get caught there.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it's kind of like, you know, that same type of a thing.
Well, and of course, we talked about this before, but I always wonder about somebody who's coming in on a conversation like this who doesn't know about the history of why you are so involved with this red light camera. You want to give a little background real quick?
Sure. October 24th of 2003, my husband and my brother just went out for a quick bite to eat. And they went out for dinner. I didn't go with them. And I get a call about 9 o'clock at night that they had been in a horrific crash just less than a mile from my home. My brother had stopped at a red light. He was the driver. My husband was the passenger. When the light turned green for my brother to proceed through the intersection on left, my brother went, and another motorist ran the light. The light had been red for a half mile, and she ended up taking my husband's life and seriously injuring my brother. And my husband was about to be a father.
Right.
We were 9 months pregnant that exact day. So, you know, I think what people don't understand is that you try to find a way to curb the behaviors of something like this because it's negligent.
Right.
It's preventable. And the problem is we need a tool to remind us that, hey, you need to slow down. You need to do what you need to do while you're on your highways. You need to keep other people safe. So for me, yes, I don't want anybody else in my shoes. I don't want other people walking in my shoes, and they will. I don't want people walking in my brother's shoes or my daughter's shoes. But you know what? I have no idea the driver, what her life has been like for the last 11 years, and I'm simply trying to prevent that from happening as well.
Well, you and I had talked the last time, and you said that at that time that the woman who had been involved in this accident had been involved in other red light running accidents and really had taken no responsibility for this. Are we finding, kind of going back to what we started to talk about, people who are impaired, are they the big red light runners? Are they people who just seemingly don't care?
No, it's a mix of drivers. And the girl that ran the red light, her last offense was for running a red light and being ticketed for it. She'd never caused another crash, but she had received a ticket for running a red light. That was her previous violation. But we did a study, the National Coalition for Safer Roads, who I'm the president for, we did a study a couple years ago about distracted driving, and that has everything to do with texting and drinking and the whole mix. And I think it's just there wasn't anyone, it's not like 50% of people that run red lights are drunk.
Right.
That's not it at all. Unfortunately, the majority of the people that run red light are either just not paying attention, or they're just trying to get to where they're going fast and they don't think that anything's going to happen, the unfortunate part.
Right. You mentioned to me, because we talked about the little brushes with the law that I've had over these red light cameras. Mm-hmm. I was under the impression, and you kind of cleared this up for me last time, that when they photograph you, I guess is the best way to put it, take mm-hmm. your picture going through a red light, that really the light has to be red. It's not like you're getting stuck in the middle of the intersection, it turns red and you're getting tickets. These are people who are blatantly running through a light that's been red for some time.
Yes, there is no orange light.
Right.
There is when you have to be, you could pull out into an intersection on green to make a left-hand turn. Okay, you could pull out on green and make a left-hand turn with these cameras. The camera could turn red. You're still in the intersection. It'll go off, but you're not going to get a ticket because you were doing the right thing.
Right.
Is it dangerous? Yes, but by the law, you're doing the right thing. The only way you are going to get a ticket is if you blatantly run that red light, if your front tires are over that white line on red. Now, if your front tires are over that white line on yellow and you go through it and your back tires go through on red,
mm-hmm.
you're still not going to get a ticket for running a red light because you still entered the intersection on yellow.
Right.
So, yes. And absolutely.
And I think that's some of the objection everybody has to these lights, besides getting caught, because as we said, you go to court and there's really nothing to say. There's a picture of you doing exactly what it is. There's no, like, I thought I was, no, it wasn't. There's a picture
right.
of you. But I think that that's the objection a lot of people have, is that they say, oh, you know, it was yellow. And how did I know how long it had been yellow? I mean, like you say, you could have looked to the side to look for another car or whatever.
Sure.
But
sure.
that was eye-opening for me, because we're talking about people who are blatantly deciding that they just don't want to stop for a red light.
No, no. And I'm telling you something right now. They throw out over 50% of the tickets that they receive. They say, oh, was there a tractor trailer coming down? And was that tractor trailer, like, on that person? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They could throw that out. Was there an ambulance there and you got stuck underneath the light?
Right.
Or was it this or was it that? They take all, they give, we're only looking for those people that are entering the intersection on red, where you will eventually kill somebody or kill yourself, or there will be serious injury.
Right.
And long-time effect.
Now, the cameras are still up in Tampa, but they've been taken down in St. Petersburg.
Yeah, they've been taken down in St. Pete. So this, you know, I hope that we don't have, you know, I hope that people do the right thing. I hope that the cameras were doing so great. That's
right.
the problem. And yeah. that was it, is because they were doing so well and they were no longer generating income. And that is the worst thing that you can do. So what do? You move them to another intersection. Don't just take down those cameras and say, okay, we're not generating any more income. You don't want to have to generate the income. You want people to understand that there are lives at stake. And so, and if something like the red light safety cameras are curbing those behaviors, then why are we taking them down? Or what is the problem? If there's a problem with processing, or if there's problems with people that don't understand, then let's go back. Let's talk about it. Let's see, is there a way that we can fix it to make it a little bit easier on everybody else?
Well, the fact that the income generation was going down actually means that they were working.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it means.
Which is, you know, ironic.
Right.
It's almost like you get into a company where you find a way to eliminate your job, and that's exactly what happens.
Right. You're absolutely right. And then what other people don't understand is, you know, the cost of a crash.
Right.
The crash, the night that my husband was killed, my brother was injured, the State Road 70 in Bradenton was shut down for 5 hours. You know, there was four different counties that had to come out because it was such an ugly, ugly mm-hmm. crash. That crash alone cost over $6 million. Okay, it's costing our city and our state money when those crashes occur. That's what people don't look into that. They talk about all these cameras are generating, but they're not talking about those cameras are not costing the money that it's costing for a crash. I mean, let alone the lives.
I was just going to say.
No, that's the number one thing.
Right.
I don't care.
Right.
But these crashes that we see every day, they're holding up our, you know, they're holding up our interstates, they're holding up our intersections because people aren't doing what they're supposed to do. Now, there's accidents, yes, but most of them are blatant crashes because people are not paying attention. And they're not doing what they need to do while driving in their loaded weapons.
And that's exactly what it is. You're exactly right mm-hmm. about that. I want to kind of change the subject a little bit because I want your feelings about this. Someone asked me the other day about this. We've had so many wrong way drivers in Tampa mm-hmm. Bay, and most of them do get popped. And that's kind of why I brought up the thing about DUI or driving under the influence. Most of them seem to be drunk driving incidents. But do you think cameras would have any effect on that?
You know what? When it comes time to the wrong way drivers, it seems that the majority of them are getting on the interstate.
Right.
So I don't know what the answer is there. Do I think that it would probably deter some? Maybe, but I think more than anything, it's not so much about a camera being put up there, but more about just huge warning signs that you're going the wrong way. Like big, because it seems to be happening at night. And obviously when most of the people we're seeing are impaired, so I think it's got to be something with like bright lights in the big city, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to stop those people.
Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting and unfortunate because people are losing their lives every day because you can't take a phone, you can't text in your car. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not saying the law, but you can't text in your car. You can't get in your car and drink and be drunk and think that you're going to get home okay.
Right.
You know, especially when you're driving in the city. We don't live out in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
We live in these cities where there's cars everywhere and highways.
And pedestrians.
And pedestrians everywhere, which is just scary.
It's a pet peeve of both of ours, I know.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So, you know, in Florida, we're the third state in the nation for being killed by a red light runner. But we are the number one state in the nation for pedestrian and bicyclist deaths. It's unfortunate because not only are we not looking out for the car beside us, but we're not looking out for the walker or the bicyclist. You know, and the bicyclist and the walker have to take responsibility for themselves too, but it's all of us trying to work together.
Because it's difficult enough. I know that you and I are very cognizant of the people who are crossing crosswalks, but I also sometimes want to get out. I just drove up 4th Street in St. Petersburg to get here today, and people who are running across the street in the middle of 4th Street when 50 feet up the road is a crosswalk, I want to get out and say to them, this one guy was carrying a baby on his shoulders. What are you thinking?
You're absolutely right, and I see a lot of that too. It's not just about the drivers. There are way too many people. I've noticed that in St. Pete.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that, you know, and probably Tampa too. I'm not in Tampa as much, but I do notice that people, when there's a crosswalk there for a reason.
Right.
Go in the crosswalk and don't cross it unless you have a countdown. But unfortunately, people are thinking that they can get across the road, you know, and they can't.
It's sometimes hard to see them. And this is for somebody who I consider myself a careful driver.
Yep.
Am I the best driver in the world? But I'm very cognizant of what's going on around
sure.
me. And it's sometimes that, you know, the sun is in your eyes, whatever the case
may
be. You don't see those people. And it would just destroy me to affect somebody's life in that way, as I'm sure it would for most of us.
You are absolutely right. And that's what people don't understand. They need to take that into effect. And they need to take they need to look at that when they're out there walking, when they're pedestrians or they're bicyclists. They need to understand that, you know what, what's happening in the cars right now are people are not just sitting there with their seatbelts on, paying attention, not turning on the radio, not looking. How many people are looking down at their devices?
Oh, so many.
I would be so afraid to walk across. I'm afraid to walk in the crosswalks.
Right.
You know, I can't walk. My parents live across the street from me. And I refuse to have my daughter go, or myself, to go across the crosswalk on State Road 70.
Yeah, it's busy.
You're right.
Yeah.
So, but you take into the mix of everybody, nobody paying attention and doing what they're supposed to do. I mean, you know, there's no time to stop.
No, there is no time to stop. Let's mm-hmm. talk about what you guys are involved in. What's the next step with the Mark Wandel Safety Act or any of the surveys or studies that you're doing now on the cameras? Where do you go from here? What are you involved in?
Well, right now, what we do a couple of different things with the National Coalition for Safer Roads is number one, we continue to work around the country with not only the Mark Wandel Traffic Safety Act here in Florida and making sure that we really want to make sure that everybody is, you know, on the same page with these cameras and educating people. And you know what? There's no matter what you do, you always have to make things better. And we're aware of that. So we're a part of the process of working with our communities and working with government to make sure that the Mark Wandel Traffic Safety Act, number one, stays intact. Number two, if there's huge concerns about processing and things like that, that we really jump on board and try to make sure that we can all work together to make sure that we don't just bag these cameras, but we make sure that these cameras are here to stay for the longevity. But we also, around the country, there is a school bus stop arm enforcement, because not only are people running red lights, but they're running the school bus arm.
Oh, no.
And our children are being killed, okay? So it is a huge deal. Now, we don't have anything like that in Florida right now. But around the country, you are seeing them. And they've had, in Alabama, in fact, you know, some of these smaller places where you would think that you wouldn't even have to think about any kind of a camera system.
Right.
Children are being killed. So they implemented a program, and within a few months of implementing the program, they had nobody running a school bus arm, which was phenomenal. And then also working on speed cameras around the country. So, you know, because speed truly is what kills. Speed is the reason why people run red lights. Speed is the reason why we have all these crashes on our highways. Speed is the reason why we're killing our children at our school bus stop. And so we are working with the communities around the country to just continue to, you know, advocate for technology and why it's important, because we can't change a driver's mind. You know, we can't. You can do so many things, but you can't change why a person gets into their car and what they do.
How you convince people that this really is important? I mean, does it usually take, and what have you seen from the studies you've done, people who are involved in these school bus arm crashes or any of these things, after they're caught and after something horrible happens, what is the answer? Is it, I wasn't paying attention, I didn't care? I can't imagine that's really the answer.
No, I think most of the answers of people are, oh, I didn't mean to do it.
Right.
Oh, I didn't see that. You know, oh, I don't even remember doing it. Like, I hear a lot of that all the time. I didn't remember doing it, but now I'm going to drive safer, is what I hear. But, you know, AAA just came out with a huge study. On February 10th, they did this huge study, and it said that too many Americans report that they regularly speed, run red lights, use distracting devices, or drive drowsy, despite the fact that 1 in 3 have a loved one who has been seriously injured or killed in a crash.
What? These are people who've experienced it.
Yes, yes. This is according to AAA Foundation's latest Traffic Safety Culture Index, is what they call it. And it's the results find that unsafe behaviors persist, even though 1 in 5 drivers have themselves been involved in a serious crash, and 1 in 10 has been seriously injured in a crash. So do they think that lightning doesn't strike twice?
Right.
I mean, that's the thing that people don't understand. They're taking, you know, and that's why technology is so important, because, and that's the one of the reasons why we hopped onto this AAA study, because they did a study on red light running too, and it said more than a third, which would be 36% of drivers, admit to running red lights. Yet 55% say it's a very serious threat, and 73% say it's completely unacceptable.
Wow.
But people are still doing it. So here in Florida, you can take Hillsborough County for an example. You know, every year the DHSMV has to do a report. All the police, different police organizations in the state of Florida that have cameras. We have 68 communities in the state of Florida that have the red light safety cameras. They have to do a study. So in Hillsborough County, they found that because of the Mark Wandel Traffic Safety Act, since it's been implemented this past year, that at intersections equipped with red light safety cameras, sideswipe crashes were reduced by 54%, and front-to-rear crashes were reduced by 38%.
Wow.
So, right. So that's what we're saying is, you know, AAA put this huge study out, so we obviously wanted to hop back on that and say, this is why. This is why red light safety cameras are important, you know, because they do prevent motorists at the end of the day from running red lights, and they reduce crashes and they save lives.
Isn't it interesting? Because we would love to say that, like you say, you've experienced this tragedy or you've had something happen to you or your family.
Right.
And yet you go and do that behavior. We could go a whole day's talk about why people do the things that they do. But in the end, when we find something that is, yes, technology, and if maybe it's Big Brother watching or whatever you want to call it, but that it actually saves us from ourselves, why not use that?
Yes. And thank you, Mimi. That is fantastic. That's exactly it. You can't retrain. They retrain. I always say they retrain the brains of the drivers, retrain them how to stop on red again, retrain them how to slow down, because people in general do not want to be caught. That's the sad thing.
It's sad.
It's not that they think, well, I don't want to be in a crash today and I don't want to not see my family at the end of the day. No, I don't want to be caught doing something.
And get fined for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, but you hit the nail on the head, and that's, you know, the fact that we are, you know, if you have been in a serious crash, even a near miss scares the tar out of me. You know, it scares the tar out of me, and I'm like, I need to be paying attention to what I'm, because you never know who's going to cut you off in front of you.
Yeah,
you don't
that's
have time,
just it.
You don't have time to react.
We can't control human nature. We can control this technology. And if the technology is what controls us, unfortunately, so be it. I know that there's a lot of people, the government's taking over our lives. Well, as long as I can keep mine.
That's exactly it. Keeping each other safe out there.
Right.
So somebody has to intervene. It's unfortunate. They shouldn't have to intervene. You know, we should be able to do what we're supposed to do. We should be able to stop at stop signs. We should be able to go the speed we're supposed to be able to handle our vehicles.
Right.
You know, but, I mean, you could go even farther with that. Like you said, we could talk all day, because think about the people that don't have healthy cars that are driving out there. And if they have to stop fast,
right,
or they blow a tire or anything else, I mean, it's bad enough that you've got those things that do happen. But then when you've got people blatantly making these decisions, like, you know, in Hernando County, I think it was Hernando County last week, thank God, there was a boy. Did you hear about the boy that was crossing at a crosswalk?
No.
He was crossing to go to school, crossing at the crosswalk. Two of the crosswalk guards saved that boy's life. Somebody ran a red light, and their quick thinking saved his life. I mean, and you don't hear great stories like that.
No, we go with that crosswalk thing, because let's say he had decided to cross, you know, 50 feet down the road where the cross guards weren't.
Yep.
The end of that may not have been as great.
Nope, absolutely not.
And that's why when I see people do that, I just want to shake them and say, do you not watch the news? Do you not pay attention?
Mm-hmm. You're right. And you know what? And the fact is they're doing it with your kids. You're absolutely right.
I know. That makes me absolutely crazy. Absolutely.
Yeah, it does. I see that in Tampa a lot.
So when you are traveling the country and talking to different people about these cameras, what do other people come up to you and say, this is what I think we need to be doing? Do they have other ideas? If they're so against these cameras, what do they have as far as ideas and how to fix the problems that we're having on our roadways?
You know what? That's so funny, because they don't come up with suggestions. That's the thing. They don't come up with suggestions. They blame, you know, the timing of the yellow lights, that people just need to stop that right now, because that is just not happening. Did that happen years ago? It happened, but it doesn't happen now, because there's too many things that are put in place that do not allow that. So it's this, but no, people are not coming up with suggestions. I mean, if you know what, no matter what it is, the people that are against them are against them, and it's all for government intrusion. It's not for anything other than that. The majority of the people do not have, you know, they don't, you know, some people, you know, look at the crosswalk, look at the countdown. You know, if you look at a crosswalk, most of our crosswalks have countdowns.
Right.
You know, the light's going to turn red.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You really do if you want to pay attention. But we need to just slow down. We need to slow down and take our driving back, so that we can keep not only ourselves safe, but everybody else around us safe. But no, I mean, that's the thing. If people would offer solutions, but it's the people that yell and scream and just blatantly say, I hate the cameras.
You know, and I hate paying $160 or $70, whatever the ticket is too. But the fact of the matter is that I have to admit, it's not just from knowing you, but because of the cameras up there, is I have found that it really has affected my driving. And even in places where there are not cameras, that I have become a better driver.
Right. But that's the thing. You admit it. You know what I'm saying is you admit it and you're like, hey, you know what? Maybe I've made some errors on it. I feel good that I haven't done anything. I haven't hurt myself or anybody else.
Right.
But also they've made me a better driver,
right.
You know, because you could totally take it in a whole other direction.
Yeah.
But you're not.
You know, let's talk about people who are listening this morning who say, you know what? I'm guilty of that too. I text,
right.
You know, even if I'm sitting at the intersection, that's not
right.
so bad, right?
Right.
Let's talk about the things that cause most of those accidents when we talk about these running the red lights. Obviously, it's going to be the technology sitting in our lap, but what are some of those other things that maybe we haven't thought about?
As far as texting and driving.
Right. Texting and driving. Is it?
Yeah.
You mentioned listening to the radio.
Yeah. It's like taking your eyes off the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that I remember when my parents used to say long ago, even when we were little and we didn't wear seatbelts because it was so long ago, you know, you always look for the little boy with the red ball out in the.
Right.
You know, you always drive because the little boy with the red ball is going to be out there and you could, you know, you always have to look out for that little boy with the red ball. Nobody's looking out for that little boy anymore.
Right.
Everybody's in the car, turning around, talking to people. They're texting. They're reading their emails. You know, sometimes in the morning I see people reading their papers while they have a coffee in their hand.
Mm.
Drowsiness. You know, people are working a couple jobs. You know what? Maybe they have to make ends meet. We all know that that's what's happening today. But this drowsy driving is another huge, huge issue. You know, you got to get out of your car. If you feel like you're going to fall asleep, get out of your car and walk around. Because at the end of the day, you know, you don't want to fall asleep at the wheel.
Right.
You don't want to drink and drive. You don't want to, you know, we need to take our devices out of our hands. And you know what people need to do? They need to start putting themselves in somebody else's shoes.
Right.
Think for a moment if they were in the shoes of where their loved one was killed in a moment or when they killed somebody else. It only takes a moment. It only takes a moment and life changes drastically. And again, not just for the people who lose their life due to somebody else's hand, but for the people that cause it. And nobody, I don't care who you are or how strong you are, nobody wants that for the rest of their lives.
No, absolutely not.
You know, and we need to take a step back. We need to pay attention, and we need to start keeping each other safe on our highways. There's not an important phone call or an important text that cannot wait. If it's so important, then get off the highway or get off the road and go look at it.
Mm-hmm. Give us a website we can go and look at all these surveys that you've done and what's going on
Perfect.
With the you know, with the Safety Act.
Perfect. It's the National Coalition for Safer Roads, and it's www.ncsrsafety.org. It's a great site. It has so many, and even in the state of Florida, the Mark Wandel Traffic Safety Act, we give $10 per ticket to the trauma centers and $3 per ticket to the Miami Project to cure paralysis. And with the $3 per ticket to cure paralysis, the Miami Project has now, as of January, they've been able FDA has approved clinical trial for cell transplant so that people can walk again one day.
Amazing.
So, yeah. So you can talk, everybody can talk all day about where the money's going, but they're going to some really amazing causes in the state of Florida, and they are impacting lives in such a great way. And here's the thing. If you're tired of money going to the state of Florida, then stop running red lights.
Yeah, I've stopped okay. making my contribution. Thank you very much.
Exactly. Thank you.
Thank you to Melissa okay. Wandel. She's been our guest again on Sunday morning. It's always great to talk to you, and keep up the good fight.
I will. Thank you so much for your support, Mimi. I couldn't get our good message of safety out without you, and I really appreciate your support.
We appreciate you. Thank you for joining us on Sunday morning.